It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I don't come from money. My relationship with money growing up was my phone bill would get cut off. There's never enough. And so I had a lot of trauma around money that I had to work through.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host and I am so happy and so excited that you're here. Today I have Marley Rose with me, and Marley is passionate about mental health and freedom. Marley was inspired to create the Higher Self app, the first of conscious reprogramming app of its kind. And the intention behind the app is to help the world rewire their limiting beliefs so that they can break free from their own limitations to start living the life of their dreams. Marley is also the host of Money, Mindset, and Manifestation, which was created to help individuals step into their highest selves to uncover a life of purpose and freedom. Marley, welcome to I Missed Me. So excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
We're going to talk about the subconscious mind, which I'm obsessed about. But for the people who might not know what the subconscious mind is, can you kind of explain a little bit?
Yes. Okay, we were just talking off air how we both feel like the subconscious mind, like, guidebook needs to be given to people when they, like, enter Earth. Literally. Because I just found it a bit, like, I feel like 10 years ago, which feels recent to me in the sense of it has helped me unlock and manifest everything. It is literally the key to everything that you could ever want. So the subconscious mind was developed between the age of 0 and 7. So everything between those times, your brain was like a sponge. So everything that you heard, everything that you saw, you now believe to be true. So you can have beliefs that were ingrained in the ages of like 2 and still replaying and re-manifesting those beliefs at like 30, 40, 50. You can have, your beliefs are really like that young. So my angle is like a lot about money and business. So that's really where I like talking about the subconscious mind from. But it's like everything. It's relationship. It's career. It's everything. So your beliefs are in the subconscious. So whatever you believe to be true, you manifest. Mm-hmm. So if you believe that you're worthy of money, if you believe that money is a safe thing for you, money will come easily to you. But for most of us growing up between those ages, that's not what we saw. That's not what we heard. We heard money is hard. We saw our parents fighting about money. We saw other kids making fun of people with money. We saw many different things. And when you see that and you hear that, you take it in as truth. And your truth is your reality. So for an example, I had a client the other day who couldn't hold on to money. Like every time she got it, she would spend it, and she never had savings. And so in her mind, she goes, I'm bad with money. I can't manage money. I'm lazy. I can't be trusted with money. And I see it from a different lens. I go, you just have a belief around money that's like not in congruence with what you desire. And it's so fun for me. I'm like, okay, what is it? And we go back into our subconscious because I use this technique called time technique, which is in the app. And we go back and we find out that at the age, like I think it was like 6, I can't remember the exact age, but it was when she was in school And all of her friends were making fun of the other friends who had money.
Hmm.
And so she had this fear that if she had money, then her friends were going to make fun of her.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, and then, like, leave her. And one of our, like, innate, like, core, like, things that we have to do as humans is we will not break free of our tribe. Because back in the day, if you got isolated from your tribe, you died.
You died. And we're wired for survival.
Exactly. Yeah. We're wired for survival. So as much as you're like, oh, who cares if your friends make fun of you? Like, I want to be a millionaire. It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if your brain thinks that you are going to get isolated from the tribe, then your brain thinks that you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So literally having money equals death. Having savings equals death to the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
So she could never do it. That's why it was just like the minute she had money, she spent it. It was like subconscious and automatic. So we cleared that. Now she has more money in the bank account than she's ever had.
Mm.
And again, so many people aren't addressing this and they're getting frustrated. They're getting overwhelmed, thinking something's wrong with them. But really, it's just the belief system. So your subconscious mind is your reality, really.
That's so interesting. What's your personal story? And like, why did you choose to focus directly on money? Like, is it something that you went through that was like, that led you to the topic of money?
So back in 2018, I wanted to start my own business. I am from Canada. I hate winter.
Hmm.
I am literally a plant. I thrive in sunshine near the ocean. And I would like walk outside in winter and it'd be like negative 30. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I refuse to do this. So this is before like digital nomad, before working online was like really even a thing. But online, I saw people like traveling the world, working from their laptop and earning money. And that was my dream. I was like, if I could ever do that, that would be the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely like highlight reel here, but like I started my own business and I started, but at the same time, I was going through a very traumatic experience. So in 2019, I lost my dad to suicide. And it was that moment that I started my healing journey, my spiritual awakening. And that's how I found the subconscious mind. That's how I found healing work. Like, I inner child, had never even heard of this, never even meditated. And so through that journey, I found out about the subconscious mind. I found out about healing, hypnosis, from healing from grief.
Hmm.
But then what happened is as I was building my business, I was like, well, if this works for healing, this must work for the business
everything,
as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's everything. So I started applying my like methods of healing from grief to money and to business. And then everything started to take off.
Mm.
And I'm from a very small town. Earning like $100,000 a year would be like, you're rich, you've made it. Like, that was like my beacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started earning that in a month. And I was like, people like, Marley, like, how are you doing this? How are you able to live this life of freedom and do this? And I was like, well, I'm just doing this. Like, are you guys doing that as well? And they're like, no. My first business was designing websites and logos. And so I was like, well, actually, I really want to teach you about business. So that's what got me into this. It's like really teaching business, but not from the lens of like the Alex Hormozis or people that are like strategy, masculine approach. I'm like, you don't even need a sales page and you can sell out your offers. It's all about whatever you believe to be true. And yes, the strategy is important. Just like the foundation of a home is important. It needs to be there for the home to stand.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, like, to have a home is all about the energy and then what goes into the home. And so when I work with my clients, yes, we work on the 3D stuff, like the offers and everything. But when it comes down to actually like creating generational wealth and like being able to do whatever you want, have time, location, financial freedom, have more money than you know what to do with, that's truly all comes down to your subconscious mind.
Yeah. I think that it's super important. And like, a lot of people don't realize that like your relationship with money is also a relationship that you have to work on and take care of. Just like a friendship, a romantic relationship, like your relationship with money is also a relationship. So what do you think are like the key factors to have a healthy relationship with money?
Oh, such a good question. I totally agree. And I think people totally forget that. They... Mm-hmm. So how you treat money is how money treats you, right? Mm-hmm. Just like imagine being in a relationship with someone and you never pay attention to them. You always speak poorly about them. You avoid them. You never trust them. I would be like, I'm out. Like, bye. And so that's how you're treating money and that's how money treats you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're ignoring money, you're never looking at your bank account. You're always like, there's never enough. You're never there for me. It's like, okay, cool. I'm just going to. Money is just energy at the end of the day. And so how you treat it gets mirrored back to you. There's a law called the law of mirrors, which means how you treat something is how something is going to treat you. So in order to have a healthy relationship with money is you need to start dating it. You need to be in a healthy, committed relationship. So what does that look like? That looks like spending time with it. That looks like how you speak about it. Another thing about your subconscious mind is anything after the words I am becomes your reality. So if you say I am broke, I can't even say the word. If I say like, oh, there's never enough, then that's what you continue to manifest, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like how you speak about men or relationships, or there's never a good man out there, and you continue to manifest that. So it's like how you speak about it is how it's going to start changing. So change your language, spend time with it, trust it, and have an appreciation and gratitude for it. Mm-hmm. And not like for, not for the money that's yet to come, for what you already have. Yeah, cultivating a relationship of gratitude for what you already have, even if it's 25 cents, how you treat money at 25 cents is how you treat money at $25 million. Mm-hmm. So start now. And also something I work a lot with my clients on is how to manage money. So I think none of us are taught like financial literacy. I don't know. I did go to business school. Mm-hmm. Did I learn about money? No. Mm-hmm. And so learning how to become a safe steward for money. So like a safe space. So when money enters your universe, it's like, oh, this feels like a safe hug. Instead of, ah, I need to spend it. Where is it going? Taxes. Da, 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 da. It's like that frantic energy around money. Like money can feel that. Mm-hmm. So when you know how to manage your money, hold your money, feel safe with money. Like I have a money day every single month. I look at money. I'm grateful for money. And like, and again, I don't come from money. My relationship with money growing up was my phone bill would get cut off. There's never enough. Everyone else around me like had the cool things and I had to wear the like dollar store like thing. And so I had a lot of trauma around money that I had to work through. But I love talking about money because money for me is like, if I can do it, so can you.
Right. Like, and it's a very like taboo topic, I feel like.
Yes. Like no one wants to talk. And it really triggers the shit out of people. Mm-hmm. It's like if I bring up money, everyone's like, whoa, you're talking about money like that. I'm like, yeah. Because why is it triggering everyone so much? But the more I talk about it, the more I share about it, these women and men around the world, like just people around the world are listening and being like, oh, maybe actually I can have money and maybe I can have wealth. And maybe what I learned about money actually isn't true. Because at the end of the day, money is neutral. Money is not good. Money is not bad. Money just is. And so when you learn that, and I feel like when you really learn the energetics about money, and this is going to trigger people, but manifesting money is actually very easy. Once you understand how to manage, and I remember I heard that a couple years ago, like early on in my journey, I was like, easy for her to say, she did a little, it like triggered me so bad. And then I was like, you know what, one day I want to say that. And then I did so much healing, did so much learning, like I'm obsessed with learning about money. And then now I can literally sit here and say like manifesting money is so easy.
It is. I read the Law of Attraction when I was like 13.
Wow.
And super young.
Yeah.
And it talks a lot about relationships and money. And at the time, like I really wasn't looking for a relationship. I was 13. So I really started working on my relationship with money. And it's insane how easy it is when you start feeling appreciation for what you already have. And I think it's a very taboo topic for people who like have maybe struggled with it their whole lives. And then CEO is like, it's easy to say because you live with your parents or whatever, or you don't have a, or you do social media, whatever. But it's like, those are the beliefs that are keeping you where you are, as triggering it is to hear, you know what I mean?
So, absolutely.
I talk a lot about the subconscious mind on the podcast, but a lot of people struggle to understand how to reprogram it. So what would you think would be the steps?
Yeah. Okay. So I have like a 4-step process. Okay. So first step is to become aware. So the reason it's called subconscious is means it's like below consciousness. So a lot of the clients I talk to, they go, I don't have that belief. I'm like, but your actions speak otherwise. Mm-hmm. Like your reality speaks otherwise. So, and I remember when I learned about the subconscious mind, I was like, oh my gosh, what's in my subconscious mind? Like I was so scared. I was like, what's in there? And that's normal. But if you want to know what's in it, just look at your reality. Take a snapshot of your bank account, your relationship, you know, your home, your career. This is whatever you believe is safe for you. This is your subconscious beliefs. So if there's a situation in your life that you're not desiring, it's time to rewire it, okay? And you can rewire everything. So what I do is first up is to become aware. So is it the pattern, the habit, the thing that you're manifesting over and over that you don't desire? So is it a relationship, a type of partner that you desire or are manifesting? Is it the amount of clients? Is it the business deals? Is it the contracts? Like what is going on in your life that you are no longer in alignment with. Hmm. So sometimes, like, I'll, even though I'm a practitioner in this, I'm like, oh my God, I just didn't realize I had a pattern around that. So it's the awareness is the very first step. Then what happens is that you want to disprove to your subconscious mind that what you're actually, because your subconscious mind will create situations and experiences to keep you safe. And we want to disprove that what is happening right now isn't for your safety. Mm-hmm. So for example, mm-hmm. like you maybe have a belief that if you have money in your bank account, that's going to make you greedy. And so you keep spending money. And so what we want to prove to the subconscious is that that doesn't make you greedy. Having money in your bank account is a beautiful thing. So we need to go back into your timeline. So how we do that, and I use, the reason I created the app was literally because I didn't have an affordable option when I was healing. Because doing like RRT and hypnosis and all the therapy is like hundreds of dollars. It's expensive. Yeah. Well, I don't say that word.
Yeah, okay. I know. And okay. And,
We can talk about that after. Yeah, yeah. And I was reading books and I like DIY'd my healing journey. So I knew that when I was like felt healed enough to heal others, that I was like, I need to make an affordable way for other people to heal. So within the app, you can select a track that is like clear fear around money, clear fear. Once you figure out what the fear is, and you can do that by just addressing the pattern or saying like, what will I lose if I manifest this thing that I want? Who will I lose if I manifest this thing that I want? Or what responsibilities will I have to take on if I manifest this thing that I want? Or what is threatening about having this thing that I desire? So I'll give you an example for me. This is actually a really cool story. So last month I was hitting this like max capacity with my income. I could never break through of this like income. So I was like, oh, I'm like, I get excited now. I'm like, yeah, I have a block. And so I did that exact journal prompt.
So you know what you have to work on.
Yeah. And I was like, I realized, like, it was like, I was like journaling, okay? And journaling is a great way to access your subconscious. I was like, I realized that if I make a certain amount of money, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my partner. I'm going to lose my boyfriend. I'm afraid that he's going to get triggered around how much money I have and he's going to leave me. So my subconscious was like, we are never going to manifest more because I'm like in love with him and I never want to lose him. So I cleared that belief and I literally went and I went to make $200,000 last month, which is the most I've ever made. And it's like, so like, and I share these stories not to brag, but to be like, if I can do this, so can you. And it's literally that fucking easy. I did nothing different in my business. I didn't do this big, crazy like ads campaign. I actually do it. Everything is organic. So it's like, I just do this to be the guinea pig to show you that like it's literally one belief change away from anything that you ever want. And so using the app, you go in and if it's something like this, like it was kind of like a unique one.
Besties, if you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, iMistBeast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I don't know about you besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair and I've been using Way products before using heat and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSUDES for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSUDES at checkout. I don't know about you besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order.
There's a clear any belief, but if you address, like the reason why I create a lot of sample ones or like already pre-made ones is because I've been doing this for many years, and at the end of the day, we all have the same limiting beliefs. It's like fear of losing money, fear of spending money, fear of abandonment, all these things. So that's why in the app, and again, it's $22 a month. So it's like the ROI on that can be insane.
And the truth, like beneath all of the fears, is the fear of death. Like that is like the survival. ultimate fear that we all have. You see it all over social media. People talk about vision boards.
Yes.
How can people start checking off their vision boards? Like, what is the importance of vision boards? Like, do they actually work? And how can you start working on achieving all of the things on your vision board?
Okay, love this question. Okay, so I think early on in my like personal development phase, I like latched onto vision boards. I don't know. I love design. I love creating. Mm-hmm. And I make a digital vision board. So on the back of my phone, always on the back of the laptop, always. I never really got behind like the cut and paste, like paper mache. It was like one of those things for me. So you have something in your brain called the reticular activating cortex, okay? And it's the part of your brain that filters out important and unimportant things. So like if we're in a room, a massive room, and people are talking, you're just like, your brain just filters it out. But in the corner, if someone goes, Marley, I go, even though it's like a crazy room full of big people, and if any other name got said, I wouldn't turn. But because the name Marley is important to me, I turn. It's just like I just got a car recently. And I was like, oh my gosh, no one has this car, no one has this car. And then the minute I was thinking about buying that car, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. But so it's not that the car wasn't there. The car was always there. It just wasn't important to you, right? So you didn't, like, so I didn't care. I didn't look for it. Now I'm like, oh, the car's everywhere. So that's why vision boards work. So when you have something that you're looking at consistently, your brain makes it important to you. So it will look for opportunities, situations, things to make this into your reality. Also, this is really cool. So the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between positive and negative. Mm-hmm. So if I'm like, don't think about a purple cow, don't think about a purple cow, don't think about a purple cow, you think about a purple cow. Yeah. So two things about that, actually just hopping back into money. Don't say, I don't want to be B-R-O-K-E anymore, because it just hears the word, that word, and will continue to manifest. Don't say you don't want something, because your brain will just manifest. Say what you do want. Say what you do want in a positive way, because that's what you'll get. Mm-hmm. You get whatever you state. So going back to the vision board, your brain doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. So when you're visualizing, when you're seeing your, like what I love doing is like you could take your podcast downloads and like, and in Canva, like make it the downloads that you want and like put that on your vision board. Look at that every single day. And then when your brain is looking at that and seeing that as truth, it will think of ideas. Like I think that really to get from where you are right now to where you want to go, you're like, I'm like, really into intuition and getting downloads and pings from like your higher self. And so to get here is, for those who aren't watching the video, like along the path is literally just an idea, meeting a person, having like an intuitive ping. And then those breadcrumbs, you follow it and you'll get to your goals.
To your goal.
Yeah. So it's like the podcast episode that goes viral and then you hit your goal. It's like, we don't know. I don't think anyone can really say how this all happens, but it's like seeing that as truth is and looking at your vision board every single, I have to remake my vision board every 3 months because they always come true. Even on this trip, I really want the Cartier Panther watch. And on the way here, I was looking at my vision board. I was like, I should try that on when I'm in Miami and then like take a picture of it and put it on my vision board because I've never like seen it in real person. In real life, I just look at it. I'm like, I want that watch. And I go on this bachelorette trip this weekend and one of the girls is wearing the watch. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. So guess who has a photo with the watch on her wrist now? And on my vision board that I made a couple months ago with no plans on going on this bachelorette trip, I was like, I really would love to have like a boating day with girls. And I took a screenshot of like a yacht. Like, I just love being on a boat. And like girls jumping off a yacht. And then we went on a yacht this weekend and we were all jumping off and I had the, like, you know, like That's So Raven. It's like, I had this like moment where I was like, oh my God, like this was my vision board. Like it literally has, and then I took the photo next to my vision board. It's like literally the exact same photo. And I was like,
what day did you guys go?
On Saturday.
Okay. No. I went Friday. Yeah. Were you in boats like that were like connected with each other? No.
It was just like one boat.
It was one?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I was in a yacht and then yachts started connecting to ours. So it was just like a big party of a bunch of yachts.
That's so fun.
Yeah, so we were like in the same. No. We were probably in the same area.
Oh my God. We Friday, did. Yeah. I was, okay, that's so fun. Yeah, so it just like, and like I can tell you 100 stories like this. Like I have a villa in Bali, like manifesting that. Like that came on my vision board so randomly. I was like, I want a Bali or like a villa in Bali. I was put on my vision board. And that's like the people that I met, the things that happened, the thing, like the breadcrumbs to make that happen, I could never have made up in hindsight.
It's so magical.
So I don't think I can like really like prove that it works in like a scientific level, but you can in quantum physics.
Yeah.
And it's just the law of attraction.
A lot of people that make vision boards struggle with the detachment of what they're manifesting. And I feel like that is the blockage itself, like being so attached to what you want that you start like not appreciating everything that you have because you want what you have in your vision board so bad. So what's the importance of detachment and how can someone detach from like, okay, this is what I want. But I always call it intention without attachment where you have to know that you're going to get it. But in the meantime, start appreciating what you do have.
Yes. Oh my God, I love this conversation. Okay, two things. One thing that's coming to mind to share is, do you know about specific and non-specific manifesting?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so do you know about human design?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so there's this thing. There's a thing called human design. It's kind of like astrology. It uses your date of time, birthplace. And you can just literally Google, like, find my human design. I'd, like, love to know yours. And you type in your date of birth, and it's going to bring up this chart that kind of looks like a chakra. There's, like, 9 centers. Anyways, anyone who doesn't know, if you know, you know. And if you don't know, it's like, I'm obsessed. So there's an arrow on the, there's 4 arrows. And on the right bottom, one's either going left or right. And I can't remember off the top of my head, but one is specific manifesting and one's non-specific. And you have to look it up. Because either you're a specific manifester, which means the details matter. Like the vision board is very important for you. Or non-specific, which is the feeling matters. How are you going to feel when you manifest the relationship? Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. So, yeah, most of you intuitively will know. So that's very good for vision boarding and manifesting. Just as an aside, I just thought to say that. But going back, what was your question again?
How can someone work on the detachment?
Okay, I was just talking to my coach about this morning. So attachment is very masculine. It's like doing, obsessed with the outcome. This is
chasing, pursuing.
That's a male's thing, okay? As females, we are not meant to do shit. We are meant to sit back and receive. That's our superpower. So most of my clients that I actually work with, I'm actually switching them out of the masculine role because that's what we're programmed to do, the hustle, the forcing, the doing, the pushing. But again, if you operate your business from that way or anything from that way, that's what you'll get. Force, obligation, and this is how so many women are burnt out. So when you're in this energy of receiving and abundance and detachment, you magnetize faster actually, but it's very hard to do because we are not programmed to operate from this way. So it's like basically operating against everything that you've ever been taught. So what's important is it's important to have the desire, okay? But not the need. You don't need it. So this is the thing with manifestation is that like, you have to convince yourself or show yourself that you'll be fine either way and actually not just say it, but be it. Okay. Like for example, when I met my boyfriend, like
how long have you been together?
It's so funny. Like I met him a year ago, mm-hmm. next weekend, and mm-hmm. we're celebrating our 1 year since we met. Mm-hmm. But we started dating last July.
Okay.
But this is like my person, like my list, like everything I could ever want and more. And I use my manifestation with him as an example, because when I moved to South Africa, my roommate was like, or like my best friend who I moved with, she was like, I want a husband. I want to get like wifed up. And I'm like, ugh. Like I was like, no, I don't want that at all. Like I want to have fun. We just moved to South Africa. Like I'm working on my business. Like, no, I just got out of a relationship. Like, no. Literally a week later, I meet my husband and I'm like, so then I use it as an example of like, it's like, I was so fine with, I was at the best point of my life. I was so happy. Like I was having so much fun just like in life. And I was so content. And so was he. So then when we came together, we get to both be full cups and come together and like outpour from each other. And it's the same with money. It's the same with everything. Like when you need it, it runs away. And think about being in a relationship with someone who's like, I need you to date me. I need you to come over right now. I need this. I need this. I need this. It's like, it's a very deflect. It can even see your energy right now. You're like, oh, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
or like if you meet a guy out, he's like, I need you. It's like, yeah. Ugh. It's like, it freaks you out. Right. So it's like coming up energy of like, I don't need you. I'm so good either way. Then it magnetizes to you because it wants you. Because mm-hmm. think about it, you're the hottest as like a single person. If you don't need anyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, she doesn't need me. Mm-hmm. Like, I need this. So really coming from that energy, and a really good question to ask yourself is, okay, let's say you're manifesting $10,000 in a business launch. Let's just say that, okay? But you can apply this to everything, relationships. Ask yourself, how would you feel if you didn't get that thing?
If you didn't. Okay.
If you didn't get that thing. And that's so interesting, right? So let's say you're like, I'd feel scarce. I'd feel like not worthy. It's like, well, then you have an attachment to that thing. Because if you felt neutral by not getting it, then you're in a neutral energy. Mm. So even if you think you're neutral, ask yourself how you would feel not getting the relationship.
That's so helpful.
Not getting the partner, not getting the client. And if you say, I feel fine, then you're good and it's going to come through any second, any day now, literally. Mm. But if you say, if there's a negative thing to not getting the thing, then you know that that thing has an attachment on you. Mm. And you need to learn how to let go of that. And you can do that through subconscious reprogramming and through feeling safe. It's all about safety. Feeling safe and like, because that's nervous system regulation. That's yeah. It's all the same thing that we're talking about here. When you feel safe and neutral, it's like, I don't know, but whenever I go on vacation, I'm like in such a happy content. Like literally the world could be like my business could be blowing up. I'm like, I don't care. I'm in Miami. Like,
yeah.
Cancel clearly. But it's like but then I get so many clients. My business does the best when I'm on vacation because like my energy. Because
your energy.
Is just like so content, so happy. And I'm like, I don't need anything right now. And then it's like through that energy, you manifest everything. And another example is like I manifested my dream home in February. And it was the most insane series of thing. And I just for time's sake, I won't go into the full story, but it is on my podcast. But it's like the universe works in the 11th hour, which means very last moment. And there's a law called the law of unwavering faith. Which means you will always get what you believe you will get with unwavering faith. So no matter what happens, even if it looks like you're getting rejected, even if it looks like this thing isn't working out, if you believe so in your heart and soul that thing's going to work out, it will. It always does. But the hardest part is that you have to persevere your belief through rejection, through when everything looks like it's not working out. And when you do that, I promise you, it's that people give up way too early. They post on TikTok for 5 days and they don't go viral, so they give up. See? Or they post on their podcast and they're like, I get clients all the time. It's like, I just started posting on TikTok. It's been a week. Why am I not on viral? I'm like, talk to me in 5 years. Like, post every day for 3 days for 5 years. And if you don't go viral, then we can talk. It's like, you have to put in the work. And I think there's this idea of like instant gratification of like, it's not working immediately, so that means it's not meant to be. But it's like, if we look at the most successful people that like we look up to in any industry, in any area, they've been doing the same thing for a long ass period. Like Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Oprah, like all these people who are like leaders, they just did the same thing for a really long time. And I think that we compare ourselves to others and like, well, that girl blew up in like 2 days or whatever. It's like, that's the unicorn situation. That's great for them. That's not your journey. If you're not where you want to be yet, there's something that you don't know yet. There's something you haven't learned yet. It's our desires are our destiny. Everything that we want, we can have. I really believe that. But but you have to also co-create with the universe. It's not just, the universe doesn't hand you stuff. It's like a loving parent. It wants you to learn and grow. And so it will put you through situations for you to learn and grow, but you have to be committed to the journey as well, and you have to put in the work as well, or else if you do, you can't just be like, I want $1 million and sit on the couch, because you just get a very big debt in the couch for waiting.
Yeah, and that's a lot of things. Like, you can't say you want a relationship and not go out and not meet people and not be... Exactly. Yeah.
You have to state your desires and then intentionally do things that will get you closer to the desire. You can't just say, I want a business and then not do anything.
Not start it.
Like, could you imagine? So it's like, you really have to, yes, put in the work, but I don't think it has to all be hustle, force, push. I also believe that when the time is ready, it's easy.
Yeah.
It is. Because, like, manifesting my boyfriend, like, that was the easiest thing ever. It wasn't hard. It wasn't, and like, for example, living my intent, I really believe, like, what's my soul mission and doing what I'm meant to do on this planet is easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like sometimes not, but at the end of the day, like, it is require hard work. I have to do my taxes. Da, 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 da. Like, there's things in a part of that that are going to be hard, but at the end of the day, every day does feel pretty easy,
especially when you do what you love.
Yeah,
it doesn't
when
feel like work.
Your sole purpose, it's like it that part feels easy. Mm-hmm. But then there is human 3D things
for sure,
and also, like, of course I have situations that suck, but it's for like sure. At the end of the day, I think when you're doing what you're meant to be doing and you're in alignment, I think of it as like Rainbow Road and Super Mario Kart, you know, like, yeah. Pew, pew, pew. Yeah. Like, that's how I really, like, everything just falls into place.
Yeah. Marley, this has been probably one of my favorite episodes. Thank you so much for coming on. To close it off, I want to ask you a question that I ask everybody that comes on I Miss Me, and that is, what does healing mean to you?
Oh, healing is, like, the best thing that you will ever do for yourself, and it's, like, the biggest form of self-love.
Hmm.
And I feel like I've completely changed my life through healing, and it's a never-ending journey in the sense of you're never going to be fully healed. Hmm. And it's a commitment to you, and it's a commitment to your future family, your family, and it's a commitment to becoming, like, really who you're meant to be on this planet.
Hmm. I love that. Thank you so much. Where can people find you?
Okay, so you can find me everywhere at Marley Rose Harris. My podcast is the Money Mindset Manifestation Show, and you can download the app at the Higher Self app on Google Play and Apple Play Store, or the Apple Store.
Thank you so much again. Thank you guys so much for listening or watching. Don't forget to follow I Miss Me on social media at I Miss Me Podcast everywhere. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mapping Answers everywhere. Don't forget, I have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, to get your hoodies. I will see you guys next week. With love, Mafe.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.